Here again is Tom Rasher.
I call this drawing the museum's Mona Lisa because it is of a beautiful woman. It's a unique and ineffable work of art that you just can't get your eyes off once you've seen it. Here we see a woman with the grace that we initially associate with Klimt, but with the undercurrent of a forbidden sexuality that we associate with Schiele. This work really gets at that idea of the virgin temptress, the innocent temptress. We have this beautiful woman looking down, averting her gaze. She has her eyes closed and her head is slightly lowered. Because she's only partially clothed and she doesn't want to make contact with us. What is she doing with her garment there? Well, this is actually a blanket that Schiele used on a number of occasions in his drawings. We even know the colors. It was an orange blanket. It's hanging down and covering her private parts. Is she lifting it up or is she lowering it down? This claw-like hand with which she's doing it really invites us to question what's going on here. It's getting at sexuality that is beyond the bounds of propriety. For many years, people have thought that this may be actually a portrait of Schiele's sister, Gertie, who would have been in her teens at the time. There is some thought that they may have had a close relationship, maybe an incestuous relationship. And so that story has become tied to this drawing. The story heightened the titillation, but in a sense, to me, the story may diminish the work of art because it becomes concentrated on a single moment. And I think that Schiele is really getting at the universality of the feelings that are involved in this image. Even if Gertie is here, this is really meant as an archetypal woman, an archetypal temptress.
To experience this drawing on brown wrapping paper with Rachel McGarry, Associate Curator of Prints and Drawings and Curator of the Exhibition, simply press the green button. Wonder how this famous drawing came into the MIA's collection? Choose the red button. Select the yellow button to hear Tom Rasher recount a special story about this drawing.